punch and duffel. The New Orleans Bulls. Let's talk about it.
We're singing about it.
We are singing about it. And you have to sing when it's the Sun Belt, because Sun Belt football, there's nothing like it. Keep in mind, that's a factually accurate statement, if not sentimentally accurate, because there really is nothing like Troy versus the Monsters of the Mac, Ohio, and the possibility of Frank Solich on Bourbon Street. Dum, dum, dum. Let's go ahead and just get to the intro, because we were doing a little gospel. New Orleans Bowl, among the things that you could do there, is buy tickets for the New Orleans Bowl Luncheon Gospel Brunch.
Spencer, is luncheon gospel listed as one word on this website?
It is. It's luncheon gospel, which is German for...
Which sounds frankly Dutch.
Yeah, which is, yeah, the Dutch, and it's for the gospel of lunch. And you can listen to keynote speaker Deuce McAllister, which, if there's nothing you want to hear an athlete do, it's talk for money. Tickets are $40, but you do get food, and it'll be at the House of Blues. And again, the food will come from New Orleans, so it's probably pretty passable. You should know that the motto of the New Orleans Bowl, and this is New Orleans Bowl 10, yeah, is Let the Good Times Bowl.
That's horrible.
Yeah, it's pretty much the worst, along with their website, neworleansbowl.org.
Also horrible. Although yeah, you can like R&L Carriers on Facebook.
My, what an efficient carrier of goods.
Please send me a free shipping pallet, R&L Carriers.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Yeah, but it does take place in New Orleans. Keep in mind, as bad as this bowl game is, you know.
And it's bad.
And it's bad. When you've got, you know, the MAC versus the co-Sun Belt champion. As bad as it is, you still get to go to New Orleans. You still.
Troy couldn't even win the Sun Belt, and they still couldn't get to go to a bowl. There's nothing okay about this.
Yeah, there's absolutely nothing. It shouldn't be, but still.
It shouldn't be, but as long as it is, have a hurricane.
Exactly. You're still in New Orleans, and you still get to play a bowl game in the dismal, dark, like, cavernous, horrible New Orleans Superdome.
Overly air-conditioned.
Oh, man, it's the worst. It's either
when it's not completely full and the air conditioner's really chugging and you can't really hear anything.
Oh, yeah, it's terrible. But playing it, but you should know that still, you'll be in New Orleans. So it could still be a very, very good time.
Can I back up to this luncheon gospel brunch and point out that apparently you're allowed to sit amongst the coaches, marching band, and mascots of each university. They're going to make costumed plush mascots sit at this buffet table and not eat.
Yes, they are. And continuing a theme, by the way, that athletes love bowling, the Troy athlete party and the Ohio athlete parties will be at Rockin' Bowl, which, you know what, actually, that's already the best party because it's at Rockin'
Bowl. What's a Rockin' Bowl?
You never been to Rockin' Bowl? Okay, it's a place in New Orleans that is a bowling alley and a bar and a restaurant, all kind of thrown together. It's fantastic. So already the New Orleans Bowl has a point for me, right? So when considering the ratings, remember, they get to go to Rockin' Bowl. Somebody else pays for it. There is a community outreach where they go to a children's hospital. Oh.
Which this sounds way, way worse. Not worse. This sounds way more dire than doing community outreach at the hospital in Boise that the humanitarian boy players.
Yeah, because in Boise they'll be like, oh, well, you have kind of a blood disorder. In New Orleans it might be like 6 gunshots. Really? You're a tough little child. God, endless tears. So they get to do that. Then they get your bowl luncheon and the fan fest, which I think a fan fest in New Orleans is the laziest thing ever. They probably just say, oh, fan fest, and they tell you to go outside.
No, wait, let's read this. Come enjoy live music, Santa Claus, and his reindeers.
Reindeer. Oh, come on. Plural singular, people. Oh, and then they get to have a VIP party at the Ernst Cafe.
Wait. There's a gymnastics competition. at 8 in the morning, the day before the bowl game, there's a gymnastics competition that apparently these players are expected to attend.
And then the following, we have Bill Hancock, Eat Your Heart Out, the NOPD Race Against Crime, a 5K race, that walking race that begins at the convention. Notice, please, there's two really funny things about this. One, that a race against crime in New Orleans could result in anything but crime winning. And two, a 5K
walking race.
Because, you know, eat that food, only kind of race you have is walking. There's not going to be much running going on in New Orleans. And I bet it ends at like a buffet. Probably starts at one buffet, ends at dinner. And then finally, you get to the Fan Gospel Brunch, which is spelled on the website brunch, if you'll notice.
This is the worst website we've seen so far, and we already did the New Mexico Bowl.
It's pretty bad. And then there's another, God, there's the New Orleans Christmas Classic. There's another gymnast competition associated with
oh, my God, there's two.
Yeah.
This is a two-day gymnastics competition that's staged entirely to take time away from the New Orleans Bowl.
Yeah, so by the way, if you're a pedophile and a fan of the bowl system, the New Orleans Bowl is obviously your choice.
Whoa. I'm not prepared to Google any of these band names, but I'm also pretty sure that there's a Christian music concert. they sound like Christian bands.
But A Love Not Lost and Touche, spelled with a two. And After Edmund, yeah, these are some emotional bros from the youth group. That's what this is. It's like Holy Queef Core. That's what this is going to be. So
I hope that they get into a brawl with the gospel players and that one of them is just beaten senseless with a tambourine by a fat lady in a choir robe.
I sincerely hope this happens. So despite their best efforts to mess it up, it will probably still be a really good time had by all. Let's go ahead and actually talk about actual football, which we'll talk about for like 2 minutes after talking about the events for like eight. You're charged with the Ohio Bobcats, the team whose mascot fully punched Brutus Buckeye in the face earlier this year.
And earned our undying allegiance.
And earned, my goodness, respect forever for doing that and doing it so fiercely, if you've seen the picture. Let's go ahead and take a look at Ohio.
Speaking of undying allegiance, the Bobcats feature our favorite active college football player, number 8 quarterback, Boo Jackson. That is his name. That is his hair. It's real. It's spectacular. He's not quite as spectacular, but it's Ohio. It's okay. Let's see. The Bobcats started off, if you don't count their first game against Wofford, which why would you? They started out with a 3-game skid. They lost to Toledo and they lost to Marshall, and neither of those are good. Even this year, that is a terrible, terrible stain to have on your record. They got mauled at Ohio State, 43-7. And then they went off and put together a 7-game win streak against the creamy middle of the MAC schedule. They beat Temple, which a lot of people, I know us included, weren't expecting to happen. They beat Temple 31-23 in the middle of November, but then lost to Kent State and lost badly to Kent State to end the season with an 8-4 record. That's what gets you sent to New Orleans to play a team that couldn't even win the Sun Belt.
In terms of Troy, what you're looking at is sort of an odd Larry Blakeney team, known for defense, but this is a team that's going to give up some points. It happened at several points, especially in key losses. Oklahoma State put up 41 on them, but then again, that's kind of cruising speed for Oklahoma State. UAB, sort of an underrated team this year, put up 34 on them in a 34-33 loss early on in the schedule. When they lose, how do they lose? Well, they typically lose by allowing you to run the ball. They ended up finishing 80th. In rushing defense this year.
Which is good for Ohio, since they have the nation's 39th ranked rushing offense and the nation's 105th ranked passing offense.
I think that overall this matchup really favors Ohio. Really does. Even though when Troy manages to move the ball, they will move the ball through the air to Gerald Jernigan, who is going to end up on an NFL draft board.
He's right now as projected as like the number 15, I think the 15th wide receiver prospect in the country.
Yeah, so, there is a lot of talent on this Troy team, and there should be, because Larry Blakeney signs like 70 kids a year.
Hey, the system works.
Yeah, don't mess with success. So I think we've already tipped our hand, but I would go ahead and take Ohio in this game, just given the rushing matchups. This is, keep in mind, I've only like bet on Ohio 4 times in my life, and they screwed me every single time. But New Orleans is about leaving things behind and just letting what happens happen. So I'm going to go ahead and put the proverbial dick on the rail and say, Ohio.
Is that a proverb?
It's a proverb around
the house. That's a proverb. All right, it's in the Bible. Okay, I'm going to go with you there. I'm going to say that Boo Jackson and the Magic of New Orleans and the nation's 9th ranked punting unit are going to send the Bobcats out with a win.
Yeah, and again, the running game is going to be a real advantage for Ohio, especially because Troy's defense is very good at getting sacks and tackles for loss. You know, but they have no pass defense, so when they take occasional shots down the field, you're going to see some. Oops, somebody's at the door. Oh, hold on a second, okay? I'll edit this bit out.
Hey, it's a huge dog. Hey, Internet. How are you? Did you do something to your hair? It looks amazing. No, you shut up. Okay, seriously, Spencer, come back.
But I think that will be, if they can, we'll just go back to 3, 2, 1. I think this will
I totally amused myself while you were gone.
Let's not edit that out. But I think that really will be an advantage for them, because they're not going to pass very often. When they do, it really will be a surprise. And overall, that all seems to add up to favor an Ohio team, which really isn't that good. But I just don't see a lot from Troy, even though they did manage to split the Sun Belt title. And boy, you don't want to bet against the Sun Belt champion in a bowl game, but I'm going to go ahead and do it.
They couldn't even get past Florida International, which came within a hair's breadth of winning the Sun Belt outright with a 6-6 record. Now, I mean, Troy is a perennial Sun Belt power, and that's usually kind of a joke, but this year it's even more of a joke than usual.
Also, let's go ahead and just let's summarize total rating of this bowl game, 1 to 10, 10 being, you know, like Rose Bowl 2006, and then bad being like, you know, the Pizza Bowl, which is, by the way, where FIU is going.
Can't wait!
I will go ahead, and I'm going to give this bowl game, I'm going to give it a solid 4. A solid 4 just for the locale, just for the vacation potential, for the off-market hotel rooms you're going to be able to get, right? And for the food. So I'm just going to, basically, the quality of the bowl game has everything to do with where it is and nothing to do with the actual teams.
Yeah, I'm not feeling as sympathetic toward this matchup as I would to say a New Mexico Bowl, and that's purely because of this organization's terribly shitty website. But they do have Boo Jackson, so yeah, a solid 4 feels like a good number.
All right, 4 it is. And just remember, when watching, get your tickets for Luncheon Gospel Breakfast Brunch.
Luncheon Gospel Brunch. There will be mascots. They won't be eating.